What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
Today, we're talking about screen-free Sundays, which if you've been following along, I've been doing screen-free Sundays for It's a movement for the past 4 weeks. This last week was the fourth episode. Actually, by the time you're listening to this, it will be the fifth episode, which is kind of nuts because, you know, we took this idea and ran with it and now I can't stop. So do not try and contact me on Sundays. I'm making all of my friends slash myself, if no one wants to hang out with me on a Sunday, just put our phones away and not go on them for the entire day from dawn to dusk so that we're forced to play outside. And those are the only rules. I opened my phone the other day and I had texts from people being like, oh, sorry, I forgot it was Screen Free Sunday. Like, I tried to call
you.
Even my friend Molly was like, being on the other side of Screen Free Sunday because she's not in town is hell. Like, I'm trying to contact you, but you can't. Or Sam texted me 2 weeks ago and was like, I know you're not going to see this until tomorrow, but like, blah, blah, blah.
You know, yes. I think it is like, it's so fun that so many people in your and our real life, but also so many people online are really resonating with this. Like the amount of shares on the videos you're making, the amount of comments of people tagging their friends and being like, let's do this on a concept that is so simple. Like, let's just get off of our phones and go do fun things on Sunday is really cool and inspiring. And I feel like it just goes to show that we're all craving, you know, moments like that and like finding simplicity and having fun with our lives. And I think that that is kind of what has made the past 4 weeks of this special is like we have genuinely been having so much fun and we've been in San Diego and we've had friends around. We've had friends visit, like some of our friends have driven down from LA and joined us on Sundays. And so we've made an intention to like have really fun days and put our phones away. We had a friend from New York come and visit and she was here for a weekend and we did a screen-free Sunday together. And now so many friends back home in New Hampshire, so many of our friends in New York and Boston are like, next time you're here, let's do a screen-free Sunday. And like, it's just fun that everyone kind of wants to be a part of it, but it is such a simple, basic idea at its core.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it doesn't have to be Sunday and you don't have to like lock your phone up, but the whole point of it is to get both myself and the people around me and the people that, you know, I can connect with on social media off of our phones and doing stuff in real life, which I know has been a key theme for the past couple months on the show, but it's been really fun to actually do that in practice. And there have been a couple comments being like, one, how did you convince your friends to do this? It honestly is not that hard. Like, speaking for myself and some of my closer friends, like, we're on our phones too much and we want to get off of them. Like, no one wants to be on the screen, but it's so easy. And it's not like, oh, I'm just like being consciously not on my phone. But when you actually turn your phone off and put it away and lock it in a box or like leave it at home, it changes things entirely. And it's something that you would never probably intentionally do. And so that's why I think it's been so impactful, at least for me, that it's like an intentional choice. I'm leaving my phone and I'm there. I have no other option but to go do these other things that I know I can do because no shit, we all know how to not be on our phone for an hour or two. But how frequently are you not on your phone all day? And I read a comment this morning and it was like, if you really can't go on your phone for one day, like you have an addiction. Like,
yeah, we okay, all, that, everyone, like, honestly, one, the world does.
Yeah, one, everyone has problem. A phone addiction. That's the point.
That's the whole point.
And two, I know I can not go on my phone for a day, but how often do you actually do it?
Right, right. Like, how often do you actually set the boundary and like do that?
Yeah.
That's such a silly comment because it's like, yeah, but like, no duh, we've all been programmed to be so heavily dependent and addicted to our phones. And so it does take saying, I'm not going to be on it today. I'm going to leave it at home for the day. I'm going to get my friends to all hold each other accountable because, you know, the actually locking the phones up in a box, we've done that once or twice, but otherwise we're kind of like on an honor system with each other.
The honor system did not work last weekend. I was the only one that did not have my phone.
Like, and like, no, people haven't been perfect with it. Like, you might pick it up and then, but we call each other out on it. We're like, what text did you just send and did you have to?
That's funny. Funny. So, but like, what are you doing?
I think what we've all realized is like, yeah, we might need it every once in a while to like contact a person, respond to something, safety things, be in touch with family. I don't know. And Catherine and I have each other because we're always together. So like whatever. But we've all realized there's absolutely no need for social media. Like that is at the absolute bare minimum, no scrolling on a Sunday. At the absolute bare minimum, social media apps are locked. And I think it's funny, like one of our best friends the other day was like, I scroll so often. And then when it's a Sunday and I think about, oh, I want to scroll, but I'm not going to, I realize that there's like nothing actually for me there because it makes you stop and think, what do I actually want from that? And a lot of the time there's just nothing for us there. And it is just a habit to open and scroll and pass our time like that.
I do think it is so much more impactful to like actually not have your phone and safety.
Yeah.
100%. I'm so safety conscious. There's been like 5 of us typically, and we all just travel together. We're not doing anything nuts. We're like going to the farmer's market and the beach. Like it's been very chill, and we've all been together, and that has not been a problem. And if it were a problem, you know, we'd handle it. But like Caroline has her phone because she's filming. Anyone else that has
my phone on
phone
airplane mode
up,
and I'm using it for camera and for the every once in a while navigation that we need if we're driving.
Or, but then we also have like a dummy phone. And at the end of the day, we're intentionally not doing things that are going to be dangerous. Like we're going to the farmer's market. We're being very wholesome, which is another good thing about Screen Free Sunday is like we end up doing so much wholesome stuff. We've played cards so often, and we just walk around and you end up just talking more and kind of spending more time doing things that, you know, your downtime that you would easily just sit with your friends and like pick up your phone and scroll. We're just sitting there hanging out. No phones, which sounds so silly that you have to intentionally do that, but you do have to intentionally do that these days, and it's making such a big impact. I was even with one of my friends that she's done Screen Free Sunday with us every week for the past 5 weeks, and I went to the coffee shop she was working at today, and she was like, oh, I didn't even watch your Screen Free Sunday video yet because I've been making videos every on a camcorder. She's like, yeah, I haven't even watched it. Like, I haven't even opened Instagram in the past, like, I guess since Saturday night.
Yay.
She's like, I haven't scrolled. She's like, I don't even
it
want to.
And it almost makes me anxious to open it the next time. I don't know why.
Not anxious.
I don't know why.
No negative side effect.
Well, because I think I realize how nice it is to not be looking. And then I'm like, oh, I don't want to look.
Yeah. But even during the week, if I go and, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm bored. I don't want to scroll anymore. Or if I am scrolling, I'm like, wait, this is kind of dumb. Like, I don't want to be doing this. And then it's so much easier now because how often have you been scrolling? And you're like, wait, I don't want to do this. But then you just keep scrolling because like, what else am I gonna do? But we have now so much practice and put so much time into the other alternatives that aren't scrolling, which again, it sounds so stupid that this even is like a conversation that is possible to have,
right?
Like, oh, I don't know what to do when I'm not scrolling. But it's hard. We've been primed that this is our first line of defense when we get bored, is to just pick up the phone and scroll and not even seek out other options because it's so easy. But now when I'm, and it gives you the immediate like dopamine hit, you get satisfied immediately. But now when I go to do that, I'm not satisfied anymore because it's been practiced that these other things, literally walking around or just like sitting and fucking looking outside, you can slow down and actually be more okay with a slower dopamine hit, with a slower like lead up to getting that interest satisfied rather than like, oh, I'm bored, scroll immediately.
Yeah. What I've really enjoyed is how social we've been the past few Sundays that we've been here and being around people where we're not all on our phones. Our phones are such a social buffer. Like you could be in a group of people or one-on-one with a person, but you're just both sitting on a couch or you're both in the car and everyone is looking at their phones. And you're not really engaging with each other. And it really does act like that buffer sometimes to like not have to make conversation, to like act as if you're a little bit distracted or keep yourself like a little bit removed. It is this like comfortable social thing in a way to have your phone on you so that like when there ever is a moment of downtime, when there ever is a transition or something, it's like, oh, let me pick up and check my phone as if like that's important, as if that's, you know, as if you're busy with it rather than having to like fill that space and engage with people. And I think it's been really, really fun, the things that we've done to fill our time with friends in the past few Sundays, but also just being around friends where you are all making the intention to be present. Like it's really nice. You actually like have better conversation and you joke around. And I feel like you get to know the people around you so much more when you're not defaulting to your phone in every down moment.
Or just enjoy your time more. Yeah. I also,
even like driving in the car, we're playing music and we're like talking and joking and like singing. We're not sitting there scrolling while we're driving.
Yeah. Or even if we're sitting there silent, like,
yeah,
you actually feel like you're connecting with people around you rather than like, oh, I'm blocked by my phone, they're blocked by their phones. Similarly, I mean, it's been so great to be able to spend very intentional and a lot of time with our friends that are here, especially Caroline in San Diego. I've been here 6 weeks. Caroline's been here
four or five weeks.
And like that was a short, it's been a short amount of time. We're not here permanently. So that's been really fun to maximize it and get a lot of good time with our friends that are here. But we've also been talking to and connecting with so many strangers that you pass.
Yeah.
And this is not like, oh, I just made friends with this person. No, it's literally like you're on the street and I don't have a phone on me. So I'm not scrolling. So I'm open to people talking to me. I'm more attentive to people that are maybe like, you make eye contact with someone and you smile. You'd be like, oh, that coffee looks good. Like, what'd you get? Rather than just being like closed off and in your own little bubble, which it sounds like your phone wouldn't make that big of an impact, but you know, think about it. If you're waiting in line at a coffee shop and you have your phone in your hand, it's really easy to just check your phone, or maybe like you answer a text, or like you look at your email or something, and then you're so closed off that you're not making eye contact with the people around you. You're not looking around and being like, oh, even internally, I like that sweatshirt, or I like her style, or like that's a good vibe, or maybe reading the menu, maybe next time I'll get this, like I should come back here, or looking around, oh, that place across the street looks pretty sick. Like these are all basic things that we have lost because we just pull out our phones and we close ourselves off to other people. You know, we're on the beach and we get bored screen for 10 and we're like, hey, they have spike ball over there. Like, yeah. I wonder if they'll let us play when they're done. Or can we hop in on a game? And then you do that. And that's not to say that you can't do those things without a phone. But it's so easy when you do have a phone or do have other things to be closed off and to just remain in your little bubble, whether that be you and your phone waiting in line or in public somewhere, or like you and your immediate friends not wanting to talk with other people, even just like on the street passing one sentence. You're like, hey, how are you? Like those little things make such a larger impact than you think. And the more you do them, the more you practice them, the better you'll get at them. And I get it's intimidating at first if you're not, maybe not used to it, which is why having a very solid and strict screen-free Sunday with no phones changes that entirely. Yeah. And it kind of catapults you into being better at that. And with that comes so much like confidence and reassurance in yourself that, hey, I can show up to strangers or in new spaces or, you know, in things that might otherwise not even be an option for me. Mm.
And Catherine and I have both been living out of Airbnbs and temporary apartments for the past 6 months. And we were sitting in San Diego last week eating another meal out when I realized how much I've missed cooking for myself. Going from one apartment and kitchen to the next started to feel so chaotic for me, and I was barely cooking anymore.
Every kitchen had random pots and pans and different tools, and we never fully settled into routine, so we ended up eating out way more than we normally would.
So now that we're both home in New Hampshire for the summer, I am so excited to actually enjoy cooking again, and I'm so excited to use my Caraway cookware again. Like, it makes cooking feel so calm and intentional, and I have really missed it.
Their cookware not only looks good in the kitchen, but it genuinely makes cooking easier. The ceramic coated pans are super easy to clean and everything cooks so evenly. Eggs literally slide right off.
And I need that. And Catherine will confirm, I burn things very easily and these pans make me feel like I actually know how to cook. We've also been using their food storage now that it's farmers market season. We've been bringing home fresh produce every week and organizing it all.
And I swear by the fact that having a clean, organized kitchen makes you want to cook healthier meals and spend more time cooking. And clearly other people agree because Caraway is already in over 2.5 million homes and has more than 155,000 five-star reviews.
Right now, you can save up to $230 on Caraway's 12-piece cookware set versus buying the products individually.
And if you add their fan favorite Minis Duo, you can save up to $350.
Visit carawayhome.com/goals to take an additional 10% off your next purchase with our code GOALS.
That's carawayhome.com/goals or use code GOALS at checkout.
There's something about the springtime that gets me really inspired to actually commit to the things I've been saying I want to do. And if you've been following me on Instagram, you know I recently recommitted to learning Mandarin. And Catherine and I actually lived in Hong Kong for middle school, so we learned Mandarin pretty young, and for years I've kept telling myself that I don't want to lose that part of me. But recently I've had the realization that time is passing and I'm closer to 30 than I am to 13. And I'm losing it, and I don't want to. So this year I finally did something about it. And honestly, it's been one of the most fulfilling things I've added back into my life, because it's not for work, it's not for anyone else, it is just something I'm doing for myself. So that's why I've been using Rosetta Stone. It's been around for over 30 years and is one of the most trusted language learning platforms. And what I love is that it doesn't feel like traditional studying. You're not memorizing random vocabulary or translating things back to English. You're actually learning the language the way it's meant to be learned, by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in the context. The lessons are super easy to fit into your day. I'll do a quick session in the morning or even just a few minutes when I have downtime. And I've genuinely noticed my pronunciation improving with their true accent feature, which gives you real-time feedback on your pronunciation. It just makes the whole process feel way more natural and actually sustainable. So whether your goal is travel or reconnecting with something from your past like me, or just learning something new, it is such a good way to make this season feel intentional. If you're ready to start learning a new language this spring, then visit rosettastone.com and use code TODAY to get started. That's rosettastone.com and code TODAY to begin your language learning journey.
Let's talk about the things we have done on our Sundays. So if you're not watching in Catherine's camcorder vlogs that she's been posting on Instagram and TikTok, or even if you have because they're just 2 minutes, I think it'd be fun to go through some of the things we have done, because a lot of people are commenting like, how do you get your friends to do this? What do we do? Like, what types of activities should we do? And like, how do you fill that time? And we've done a lot of fun stuff. And then I also think we can talk about moving forward, because not every Sunday is going to be social and with friends. Some ideas for like how you can do this by yourself, or with your family, or like with one other person, you know, your siblings, because I'm sure there are going to be days where it is like just the two of us, or the dog, or the family.
Yeah,
or like one friend.
We've had a lot of larger groups for this, just because we're...
Did you gasp when I said just us?
Yeah, I'm going to do one alone. We can do independent screen-free Sundays. I'm very excited for an independent screen-free Sundays.
That'd be nice.
Because there is a lot that you can do. And so many comments were like, I need friends to do this with. Because we've been with a lot of friends and been doing a lot of like social things and it's been fun because of that, I get that people are commenting that. But I'm like, no, you guys, just wait until I'm like in the middle of nowhere by myself. We will make this fun. I promise. I will prove to you that anyone can do a screen-free Sunday. You don't need friends. You don't need a big group. You don't need like something crazy going on. Or the comments like, all right, now try this in like the Midwest in the middle of the winter.
Like you guys don't know we're from New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'll go.
I can do that.
The biggest snowman you've ever seen. Shovel the driveway, like,
mm-hmm.
Which I like shoveling.
We washed a car last week. We went to the car wash. It was car gloomy. Wash.
So the first few screen-free Sundays hit it out of the park because we had great weather. We're in San Diego, so easy to make things fun. You know, go to the beach, go to a farmer's market, do all of these things. And we had a lot of friends in town, which made it extra fun.
The first time we went for a walk to a bakery and we all got coffee and pastries and croissants and sourdough. I got a big loaf of sourdough and then I proceeded to use it throughout the week. So that was awesome. We played some ping pong because there was a ping pong table at the rental that we were in at the moment. We went to the beach. We brought cards to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have our own like spike ball or balls or activities. So we brought cards to the beach. You did find a football.
I acquired a football on the street.
We did the Wordle, but without screen. So, like, we were playing Wordle, but we were all thinking making of a words. Word and making them up and doing that. And then that got, like, a little bit complicated, so we did Hangman.
Mm-hmm. These are all things that we were like, all right, it's 4 p.m. We've already been to the beach. We've been for a walk. We've, like, made breakfast, blah, blah, blah. What do we do now?
Yeah.
Those are the times that you would just pick up your phone and go nonverbal with your friends. And, like, you can still go nonverbal, but you can do other things that are more stimulating and relaxing and, like, not detrimental to you.
Yeah.
Then sitting on your phone.
I also took a nap on the beach. Instead of sitting there and what otherwise I might default to like looking through my phone while I'm on the beach, like I just shut my eyes and listen to music on the speaker and I let myself doze off of it.
Yeah.
And that is the best.
But this most recent week was proof positive that, you know, you don't need a big group or crazy things to do to make it fun. Mm-hmm. I had the most goddamn fun of my entire life at the car wash. And at the coffee shop, yes. That's another thing. I didn't make this connection at the coffee shop because I was screen free, but I've definitely been more aware of when I'm standing in line. I'm not gonna pick up my phone. Like I can stand in line even if it's 10 minutes and just fucking think or look around. Point being, I go to this coffee shop. I've been there a couple times. The guy is so nice. The coffee's so great. And I got there and he was running late, so he was still opening. I was like, oh, no worries. Like, I'll wait. While you're waiting, like, do you have good handwriting? I do, but I'm nervous now to say yes if you're going to ask me to write something. He's like, well, we have avocado toast and we wanted to make a sign, but like I don't have good handwriting. I was wondering if maybe you could. I said, absolutely. So I was waiting for him to open and make my coffee. I made a sign. We have fresh. I put my all into this. I'm no artist, okay? But I put my all into this sign. It's cardboard and Sharpie. It's the best. And I made the sign and he hung it up. And so the next day I took Caroline and our friend to go see my artwork and also to get coffee. And he was like, thank you so much. Like, he was being so kind.
He was
like,
so grateful for her writing a sign. I was also like, brother, it was nice of her, but she didn't do that much.
It was a beautiful sign.
I know, but he was like so appreciative. It was awesome. It was like,
yeah, no, so great. And then he gave me a t-shirt and we had a lovely day. I saw him today too.
Literally, and Catherine introduced me as her sister and he was like, your sister is so down to earth. Like, I was really nervous to ask somebody to make a sign and she was just like so excited and willing to help and blah, blah. And he was so excited and he gave her a t-shirt and he gave us chocolate and he was just like really appreciative and it was so sweet.
Yeah, so sick.
And he got customers for life. We'll be back.
We will be back.
You've been back twice.
Mm-hmm. But that's something that, I don't know, he probably wouldn't have asked me if I was just like standing there on my phone or had a bad vibe to me in that moment. And these are all things that you can practice without being on your phone. Like, it's such an aura blocker.
And then after that, in the same day, because it was kind of a gloomy day, well, we went and got acai bowls, which in San Diego, I have only had one acai bowl. I'm, like, not a frequent acai bowl person, but whenever I have them, I like them. And we went and got, like, these really big loaded bowls. And the challenge there was it was a 30-minute wait. So we waited and sat and twiddled our thumbs screen-free. And so that was a nice challenge as well, because usually if you have a 30-minute wait, you would just scroll on your phone. But we were looking around. We were chatting with each other, probably pet a couple dogs. I honestly don't even remember.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about that is like, well, we have all day to kill. Let's walk there. And it was a 45-minute walk, which, you know, you're not always going to be available for a 45-minute walk.
But on a Sunday, you might.
on a Sunday when you have no other plans but to just hang out and fill the time, we'll take the 45-minute walk. So we took a long stroll. We took some detours too, added some time. And all of a sudden, it's like 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we left at 10. Like, we kicked off our walk and our day at 10. Everyone came over, everyone meaning our one friend that was with us last weekend.
Well, we did the coffee stand. We went and got our acai bowls and we ate them at the beach. And then one of our friends was serving at a brunch restaurant. So we walked by the restaurant and we just like popped in and said hi to her.
Yes.
And then we drove through a car wash because our friend needed to wash her car.
Yes.
That was really fun. I did the soap and the brush and the scrub-a-dub because it was like a DIY. It wasn't like a you drive through. It was like you get the water and the soap and you do it yourself. Just like the old days when you're in the driveway, except it was a public car wash.
Those are still today.
I'm thinking of like when we were kids and we would help dad wash his car. I haven't done that in a really long time. I'm sure you have though, honestly.
Yes. Carol and I share a car, so I wash the car.
Well, for me, it was nostalgic because it's not something I've done recently.
The other big thing that I think I've noticed and has like made such a big positive impact from Screen for Sundays for me is being more spontaneous. Like, you have so much more availability instead of making a big plan and, you know, planning a few days in advance. Hey guys, let's go do XYZ and like make a reservation and go to this restaurant. It's more like, wait, this place looks sick. Like, I'm gonna we walked past, let's pop in, let's do this. And so yesterday we went to this, I walked past this like fish taco restaurant and I was like, wait, that looks cute. It's busy in there. It's in a nice outdoor space. Like, let's keep that in mind. So when we were ready, we wanted like a snack and I wanted a fish taco. I said, we're going here. So we made our way. We walked there and had a lovely time. And I probably never would have been otherwise.
And just a pre-dinner fish taco before we grilled burgers.
Something light. Or my haircut. 4 p.m.
The haircut didn't happen.
I don't know what to do with myself, but I kind of need a haircut. So I said, I'm going to try. So I set out and I tried 3 different places, and they were all kind enough after turning me down to refer me to someone down the street that may have space. And, you know, it's a Sunday night. No one's going to take me for a last minute walk-in haircut. Like, that was completely expected. But I did spend a couple hours of my time walking around trying to find someone to cut my hair.
Still no haircut.
No haircut.
Still no haircut.
No haircut. But that's okay because I needed to fill my time. And what I would have done otherwise was probably, I don't even know what I would do otherwise. Probably work. That's the other thing. I feel like I end up working on Sundays and I can't work, which is a good excuse sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
last night we grilled too because we went to the farmer's market and we got ground beef and vegetables there. And then we brought it back and we made burgers and grilled vegetables. Heavily enjoyed that. Enjoyed getting everything at the farmer's market and then making it.
So if you have seen Screen Free Sundays and have wanted to implement it, or you're in San Diego and you want to pull up. Actually, we're taking this on the road. So if you're in Chicago next weekend, New York the weekend after that, and then
New Hampshire for the summer.
Anyone's in
maybe some other sneaky destinations?
Let me know and please come to Screen Free Sunday with us. I will lock your phone up and it will be a lovely time. But if you've wanted to do it, if you've seen it, maybe if you listen to this and we're like, hey, that's cool, try it. And you can adapt anything. Someone DM'd me and was like, what do we do if we want to listen to music? Make an exception for music. Like,
yeah, true.
You
do whatever.
You can tailor this for anything. If you say, hey, I have work in the morning, do it in the evening. Like, you can do whatever you want. The whole point of this is that we're actively choosing not to be on our phones and to do other things and practicing living in real life and not on a screen.
I arguably think it's a better Sunday reset than like a classic Sunday reset. And that was part of the motivation for me is like, I am just sick of every single day needing to have a way to be productive and a reason to be productive. And I think there are times where I love a Sunday reset. Maybe you're meal prepping, maybe you're doing your laundry, maybe you're like getting yourself completely organized in a clean slate for the week ahead. I think that can be really refreshing. But in a way that sometimes can make you feel like you are still on the hamster wheel, like, oh, I did everything this week and now I need to spend this day productively cleaning my slate so I can start again. And it's kind of like, okay, but when do we have time to just like have fun and live and do things spontaneously? And so I've really enjoyed holding space for that on Sundays instead of a reset and just kind of like reminding myself that not every single day has to be productive.
The other thing I think is huge is with this is just practicing being bored.
Mm-hmm.
Because being bored is so beneficial when your brain is not, you know, forced to be on, when you can use it in more relaxing ways, when you can get creative and maybe try things or do things that you didn't typically do. Sometimes I'll get bored at home, and this will probably be a solo Screen Free Sunday if I'm just, you know, I don't have friends around. Make art for your room, like, you know, deep clean your closet, like all these things. Screen Free Sunday does not have to be some like crazy thing, but you can do that and, you know, put music on or do that. And it's all these things that you can be because you've cleared your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
and cleared your the mental clutter of having your phone and having, you know, tasks on your phone and, you know, a million videos to watch when you're scrolling on your phone, it makes it so much more enjoyable and easy and acceptable to take your time with things and to slow down and actually benefit from that relaxation time rather than, okay, this is my Sunday reset to-do list. I'm going to do XYZ, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. And you can do the same stuff, but it's just the approach that makes it different. And it's not, you know, a direct result of not having your phone, but I think it's the intentional choice of I'm going to choose to do other things. I'm going to choose to slow down. I'm going to choose to actually be present rather than keeping this crutch on me. Listen, we all have our phones every single other day, and you don't have to do screen-free Sunday every single Sunday. Or even on a Sunday, you can just choose a time to put some intention behind that. So if you take 1 hour of one day away from this and just make a choice to, you know, leave your phone at home and go sit outside and read a book, like that, I will be so happy with if that is something that you do after listening to this, after seeing Screen-Free Sunday.
I actually was thinking with what you were just saying, I said no Sunday reset, but actually I feel like you could do the same Sunday reset and not be on your phone and it would like still have the exact same impact. You can still do your laundry, you can still meal prep, but maybe you're going to do it in a more relaxed way, just going through the flow of doing those things, and you're not every minute in between putting stuff in the laundry, going and doing the dishes, picking up your phone and looking at your phone and starting to doom scroll, or just like being on for every single person that wants to get in touch with you. I also think it's really refreshing to have a day where like you just don't respond to texts, or you're just like not available for other people, and you're just kind of only spending it with yourself. So I am looking forward to screen-free Sundays that are solo or that are at home this summer, or like just with family as well. I think that'll be really nice because you can do the more basic, simple Sunday tasks, but you free up so much more time and mental space when you're doing them just with yourself. And it also is fun to, you know, do some arts and crafts, read a book, especially in the summer, go to the beach without your phone.
Absolutely. So I hope you guys try a screen-free Sunday or a screen-free something in the next week. And if you do and want to DM us or comment on this episode, please do let us know how it goes. If you want to pull up, let us know and pull up.
Yeah, if you do a screen-free Sunday, let us know. We would love to hear about it and how you feel and what you do. You can always message us, and Catherine's Instagram and TikTok is @KatherineKinnean. Mine is @CarolineKinnean, and the podcast page is @GirlsWithGoalsPod. Make sure you're following the show wherever you listen on Spotify and Apple, and we will see you guys next Monday. Bye.